Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Time for another great game in Giants franchise history. Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. And Chris, we're going to go back to 2010 on this one. It's November 1st. We just passed Halloween in Arlington, Texas. It's game five of the 2010 World Series. The Giants are up 3-1 in this one. It's Tim Lincecum on the hill against Cliff Lee, and the Giants trying to do something they've never done in San Francisco and haven't done since 1954 in New York.
Marty, it was almost as if the stars and planets were aligned for this one. I remember being lucky enough to cover that game and being in the Giants dugout before the game, and lo and behold, who should appear but Juan Marichal, who never participated on World Series winner with the Giants, but certainly the finest pitcher in a team's San Francisco history. And he was talking about how hard he was rooting for the Giants. He was there as a representing, I believe, ESPN Deportes, providing color commentary on their radio broadcasts. He did not hide his loyalty for the Giants, that's for sure.
Well, the Giants are up 3-1 in this World Series. They win the first game 11-7 over Texas in San Francisco. Then Matt Cain comes back and spins that shutout 9-0 in Game 2. Game 3 down in Arlington, it's 4-2 in favor of Texas. Colby Lewis brings it to Jonathan Sanchez. Then Game 4 foreshadowed, Chris, what was to come in the career of Madison Bumgarner. 4-0 shutout for the Giants, 8 innings, 3 hits, no runs. And now we get to this one, which is a great matchup of Lincecum and Cliff Lee, two excellent pitchers in the World Series, and the Giants and the Rangers are tied up, no score, entering the seventh inning.
Marty, that's right. You know, I kind of expected, I'll admit, maybe a continuation of or a resumption of Game 1 where Cliff Lee kind of got thumped at AT&T Park. I remember talking to J.T. Snow in the middle of that game, actually. He happened to be standing near the press box after one of the Giants' big innings. He said, that's not surprising. Free-swinging team versus a strike thrower. And same matchup this game, but vastly different results. Cliff Lee showed why he is a Cy Young Award winner in this game.
Well, Tim Lincecum, who's a number one pick of the Giants in 2006, number 10 pick in the draft, and of course that year was 16-10 as a 23-year-old. We forget the guy was 23 years old at that time. All right, so we get to the seventh inning. Cody Ross, a base hit to center field. Juan Uribe, a base hit to center field. And then, Chris, and I'll never forget it, Aubrey Huff lays down the perfect sacrifice bunt.
You wouldn't expect that from the Giants' leading power hitter that season. Aubrey did a lot of things, you know, everywhere on the field, at the plate, it seemed, when in the Giants' big moments. If you could make a movie out of that season, he'd be the perfect narrator, because it just seemed like he was on the spot at opportune times.
The rally thong is what I remember. All right.
Oh,
Pat Burrell strikes out. So now there's two out, and we've got second and third, and Edgar Renteria comes up. And, Chris, this is someone who's had a lot of World Series experience. Edgar Renteria comes up, and he crushes one, a three-run homer.
2-0 the count. Lee pitches. Renteria hits a high drive. Deep left center field. David Murphy going back. He's on the warning track. It is gone! Edgar Renteria has hit a three-run homer against Cliff Lee. And the Giants lead here in the World Series 3-0.
The Giants go up 3-0. Aaron Rowan flies out to right, and now we go to the bottom of the seventh. Lincecum's got the 3-0 lead. Nelson Cruz hits a homer to make it 3-1. The teams stay as they are as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And who's on for the Giants but Brian Wilson?
You know, Tim Lincecum pitched so well that night. In all the games I saw him pitch for the Giants, I don't know if he was ever as focused as he was that evening. He just so serious, so intent upon his task. But manager Bruce Bochy did what he had done all season, and that meant going to Wilson in the ninth.
Well, he did, and Brian Wilson comes in and gets Josh Hamilton looking for a call third strike. Vladimir Guerrero grounds out to short, and Nelson Cruz strikes out, and the Giants win the World Series for the first time in San Francisco and the first time as a franchise since 1954. A great moment in Giants franchise history. Chris, for the series, Lincecum goes 13 2/3 innings, 11 hits, 5 runs, a homer, 4 walks, and 13 strikeouts. Andres Torres, leadoff hitter, 7 for 22, 4 doubles and a homer. Freddie Sanchez, 6 for 22, three doubles. Remember that in the opening game. Edgar Renteria, Chris, and this is why we forget about this man. He was so good. 7 for 17, six runs scored, two homers, six RBIs, and a career World Series for Renteria, going back to the Marlins and the Cardinals. 21 for 63, 333 batting average, scoring 11 runs. So 2 hours, 32 minutes, 52,045 see it. Millions more in the Bay Area listening to it, and the Giants win the World Series.
Cruz waiting on Wilson. And the right-hander for the Giants throws. Swing and a miss! And that's it! The Giants, for the first time in 52 years, the Giants are world champions as they come pouring out of the dugout, circling Brian Wilson, the bullpen, flying in from left center field, dancing, hugging, and you can't help but think that this group is celebrating for the Say Hey Kid, for Will the Thrill, celebrating for number 25, and celebrating for all you Giants fans, wherever you are. Giants fans, this party is just getting started.
Very good. I was on the air with F.P. Santangelo that night when the Giants won the World Series. I'll never forget it. Lineup that day for the Giants: Torres, Sanchez, Posey, Ross, Uribe, Huff, Burrell, Renteria, and Rowand. How about that for the team that wins the World Series? Chris says, a pleasure having you on with that one. This is another great game in Giants franchise history. Marty Lurie, Chris Half, back with you next week. Another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.